to Pork Chatter Live, the 7,000 download special. Believe it or not, Stereos, this shit has 7,000 fucking downloads. Oh man, you sent me the statistics, because I was thinking we had maybe 1 or 200 people, or 1 or 200 downloads. I thought this show had maybe 30 fans that listen to it. Maybe 30 of you are downloading this 7,000 times, in which case you need a hobby or a girlfriend or something. My name is Sriracha. I'm your host as usual. With me is the beautiful, the lovely New York Times awarded Coconos Pool.
Is that true? Hi. Hey, everybody. I'm Stereos Coconos. Thank you for having me on Pork Chatter. It's really nice. I think this is the fifth episode, and I've been a guest five times, and I just...
The people love you.
Well, it's just really cool, so thank you.
We're recording this on May 19th. This is the date of the royal wedding. Mm-hmm. Stereos, what do you think about?
It's fun. I think it's just kind of like some harmless fun, like, the Brits, they all get dressed up and they watch like a beautiful couple get married. You know, who doesn't love a wedding?
In honor, we're going to be talking about what if porgs were on the show I Want to Marry Harry, which was a fantastic reality show that aired in, I think it was the early 2010s. And it was about Bravo TV or whatever the entertainment network that Ryan Seacrest owns or plays a major role in it. I think it might be E. Managed to convince 12 American women that they would be competing to date Prince Harry, like the actual British Prince Harry.
There is a long tradition of reality shows that are designed just to fuck with people. Do you remember the Joe Schmo Show?
No, what the fuck is that?
Okay, so the Joe Schmo Show was a Survivor and Big Brother parody where there was like 12 contestants. Only 11 of them were improv actors. And it was just their job to fuck with this one guy. He was like, he thought he was on a show that was called like, you know, Making the Million, but it was like, you're the Joe Schmo. And so they would do crazy pranks where like one of them would like literally drive through a wall with their car, and like one of them would catch fire. One of them would think they were talking to aliens, and it was just all to fuck with this one really dumb, really good-natured guy.
Wait, was it a British guy? Was this a British TV show?
It was an American show that was on Spike TV.
Oh, man. Oh, this show is fantastic. If you guys check out... don't watch The Royal Wedding, because it's stupid and boring. Like, regular weddings are stupid and boring. I don't know why you think, because they're throwing a lot of money at it, it's going to be better. But check out I Want to Marry Harry. It was fantastic. They had a guy named Matt that wasn't supposed
His
to be.
His name wasn't even Harry.
It was Matt. There was a dude named Matt, and he's a, I believe he's a construction worker. I follow him. We follow each other on Instagram now.
Is he sliding into your DMs?
No, but we have talked a couple times. I did DM him, and I was like, did you end up marrying? Because at the end of the show, they revealed, I'm not actually Prince Harry. I'm just a guy. Has red hair and quasi looks like him. Do you want to stay together? And then the girl at the end was like, yes, I do. But apparently they broke up because I'm seeing a different broad in all of his Instagram posts.
That's what a great choice. Because you're essentially calling the girl a gold digger if she doesn't stay with him.
Yeah, like you have to at that point. But or it could be like catfish where they're like, but you lied to me. But if they lied up, then you would be fine with it.
Yes, that's exactly right. That's exactly right.
Like if you use pictures of a different hot guy and then you got there and they're hot and they're not like fucking 500 pounds, and then they wouldn't give a shit. But it's always like, well, I don't know. You lied to me. And like I thought I was getting somebody much more attractive.
I never watch the Catfish show because it just makes me sad.
Why? It's fucking hilarious.
You love this stuff. Sriracha watches shows like My Big Fat Fabulous 500 Pound Life. Can you name maybe some of your favorite reality shows?
Little People, Big World. Mm-hmm. It's a big one. It's about midgets trying to be normal. Mm-hmm. Real Housewives of New York was a fantastic reality show. Keeping Up with the Kardashians is good. But let me tell you about this Harry show, what my favorite part about that was.
Please.
So for the first couple episodes, they never explicitly say, like, you are dating Prince Harry, Prince of Wales, or whatever he is. But they just kind of heavily imply it. Like, they fly them out to England and the house they're living, because, you know, they always have this big house. It's like a... big mansion that's kind of designed in the style of an English castle. He arrives on horses with like security guards. They even at one point pull something where they're sitting there having like the one of those group dates, and then the black suits rush in. They're like, "Sir, we need you to leave right now." Everybody's sitting there like, "Oh my god, this guy is clearly important." And then I guess at some point their lawyers got some kind of approval because the butler, the dude that's playing the butler, comes in and is like, "We've been lying to you. This is Prince Harry." Like, they straight up tell them that. So I like to think that there was some kind of legal conflict there that they needed to wait to get approval, but they're like, "Well, shit, we have everything queued up to go. We gotta just start, and we'll just hope that they just assume this is Harry," which they did. They were right. They didn't even need to, because at one point they had in a talking head segment. Oh my god, it was so funny. There's this girl's like, "This is clearly Prince Harry, and I don't realize how these other girls don't get it yet." And then they'll be like, "She is not princess material," and they're talking head segments. Oh my god, it is great.
I assume that they sent the butler in there because enough of the contestants were asking off camera, like, "Is this all a gag? This guy doesn't look like Harry. I know what Harry looks like, and he's missing this mole or whatever." So I'm guessing that they were just like, "Fuck it. What, is Harry gonna sue us? Like, who gives a shit?" Because the thing is, if they only air the show in America, and like if the British government sues them, it's like, "Well, fuck you. We just won't air it in Britain." Like, Russia does that all the time with American content. They'll just be like, "We're just going to air Breaking Bad. We're just going to air it. And we're not going to give any of the Breaking Bad people
come get us."
Yeah, come get it. Why don't you invade Russia to get your royalties? Fuck you. China, there was like a 10-year period where China did not pay royalties on films.
They have very fast and loose copyright laws there, too.
Yeah, they absolutely. That's what happened with the ZTE scandal, where like this massive corporation named ZTE just kept stealing American technology, and they were like, "It's ours now."
That's why Gilbert is Chinese.
Tell people, well, first off, tell people who Gilbert is in case they haven't heard earlier episodes, and tell people about Gilbert's home.
Oh, this is true. This is a live episode, so we're going to check in and see what our chat room is saying. This is our poor Gilbert.
All right, we're live on Twitch right now at twitch.com/Sierra Santana and the number one.
"I haven't seen a Star Wars movie since episode one, but I love this podcast. Don't pass out, Asterios. What the fuck is Turbo? Some monthly Twitch subscription. I don't even have it. Asterios is really red."
Yeah, I've been drinking a lot of high-strength rum.
Siraj's getting him hot and bothered. Okay, thanks, chat. Let's ignore you for the rest of this episode.
Yeah, it's not really helpful.
So Gilbert is our porg. We can see him right here. He is stuffed. He is soft. He is round. He smells fucking awful.
He is, I want to say, a foot and a half tall.
But yeah, about a foot and a half tall.
I mean, this is, for our listeners, this is a very, very big porg. And I feel like, I'll try to put a picture of Gilbert in the show notes, but like, you don't know. You're not imagining how big this porg is. It's bigger than you think.
It's bigger than a real porg would be.
Absolutely. We were talking about how tall we think porgs are. Like, you had a lot of opinions on this.
Right, yes. I want to... The first topic I would like to discuss while we're on Gilbert and how cute he is. He's Chinese. He says, "Hong Yi Fat Choi."
Well, and the reason Gilbert's Chinese is because, well, he's not... let's say he doesn't have his papers from Lucasfilm.
He's unlicensed merchant.
Let's say he was a Chinese knockoff toy you bought on eBay. I mean, tell people. Oh, sorry, she's covering Gilbert ears. Gilbert, mommy and daddy are your real mommy and daddy. I mean, you know, tell the listeners about Gilbert's history, because I just think it's very interesting.
He was $30, I believe. Uh-huh. We got him off eBay.com. Which for our Australian listeners, it's like Gumroad, except it doesn't fucking suck. Mm-hmm. And he was delivered to us in a box. Mm-hmm. A very large box.
Didn't it take him like 2 months to fly here?
Yeah, it took him 2 months to fly here.
Yeah, he's known on eBay, because here's what happened. You know, I wanted to buy Sriracha a pork for our anniversary, for our first anniversary. And all the porgs I was showing her, she was just like, "Well, these are trash. They're not good porgs.
They suck."
I took her to the teddy bear factory. What is it?
Build-A-Bear Workshop.
Took her to the Build-A-Bear Workshop, where like you're supposed to like put the heart in the bear and you make a wish. Did you hear about this?
I've heard about it.
Exactly. And then the porgs there sucked. They had like keychains and shit.
But they didn't have porgs that you could make. Like, yeah. They didn't have build a porg. It was just fucking here's a keychain with a dumb little bird on it.
No, it was obscene. Because there was porg and Star Wars signage on the outside of the store. I mean, you know, I feel like there's a potential lawsuit here for false advertising. So Sriracha finds on eBay this thing called super deformed oversized porg. Was that it?
And here he is.
and to whatever Chinese copywriter made that up, like, I think that's kind of insulting. He is not super deformed. He is just a beautiful, big, lovely
bird. He's a big, dumb bird.
He's a big, dumb bird.
Which all porgs are. Now, something that I'm seeing interesting in the chat room is somebody named Furikov says, Asterios is doing his classic Landau in the courtroom impression.
Oh, well, you know, on Pork Chatter, I really like to I really like to let Sriracha take the lead. Because, you know, I'm a big personality and I like to get loud, but it's like, I feel like the real star of this podcast is porks. And I don't want to try to be like a big crazy comedian. It's like, I just kind of want to talk about porks.
I think that leads me into what I wanted to say. Man, how much better could that hearing have been if they were all porks?
Oh, that's right. Yes. You know, recently we had the trial. For listeners who may not know, an internet comedian named George Oz, who goes by the name Maddox, and his girlfriend, they sued me for a bunch of charges.
For making fun of him.
I mean, yeah, I'm sorry. Yeah, they sued me for making fun of them. A comedian sued me for making fun of him. He sued me for $20 million. And the judge, of course, said it was ridiculous. The judge threatened to throw out Maddox's lawyer in handcuffs and put him in prison. And interestingly, I thought when you were held in contempt, you went to jail.
I thought they just handcuffed you and put you in the corner till you calmed down. I didn't know it was an actual arrest thing.
Yeah, me neither. Because, you know, there's a difference between jail and prison. Jail is like the county jail. Prison is like federal prison.
Yeah, the jail is just where you throw drunks.
Yeah, you let the drunks cool off in jail. You know, if you ever watch the Andy Griffith Show, you know, there's always a funny drunk in jail. And so when the judge literally threatened to throw Maddox's lawyer in prison.
In prison. Cuffed.
And said, in cuffs, in prison. I was like, well, this is just a great day to be me. I would hope he wouldn't threaten to throw a poor lawyer in prison. Because that porg don't know he's interrupting.
It's true. It's his job to interrupt. Porgs, oh my God, if all the lawyers were porgs, they would be screeching.
Yeah. They would not stop screaming. Now, we've talked about an all-pork legal system. But you had a dream the other day about an all-pork household.
Yes, I did. I had a dream, and here's why I think that living on Octo would not be total shit.
Okay.
Because, I mean, think about it. On the offset, it would be total shit. Like, think about it. First of all, you gotta... There's no cows, so you gotta suck milk out of tibbies.
Out of big...
Like, big, green tibbies. Gross tibbies.
Yeah.
You gotta suck milk out of tibbies.
Yeah.
You gotta catch your own giant evil fish that look like something out of fucking the Black Lagoon.
Mm-hmm.
What is it? What were those books for kids?
I mean, there is a Blue Lagoon, but I mean, there's also like the Secret of the Black Lagoon. There are actually a couple of different colors of lagoons.
Yeah, whatever your fucking lagoon of choice is, they're fucking horrifying.
Yeah.
You have nobody to hang out with except these giant maid monster things. But imagine this. Imagine this for a moment. You're sleeping in your treehouse bed. 8 o'clock in the morning hits. And instead of an alarm clock going off, a bird flies through your window and lands on your bed and gently nuzzles you with his feathers. Gently nuzzles you. And you're not ready to get up. So you grab that pork, you throw it. And he screams and flies through your window. Then 15 minutes later, he's back. There. And he knows better this time. So he sits at the window and he goes, "Bah!" to wake you up, and you have to get up and chase those birds away. But the birds are all over the place. They're in your home. They're in your kitchen. You're trying to make a cake, and they fall into the batter. That's unsanitary. You gotta throw that batter out.
And you need new batter now, which means you gotta go back to the big green tibbies.
Yeah, get some more milk.
Yeah. See, the interesting thing about your dream, and by the way, this was a dream. I don't mean this is like a dream as in like, oh, this is my dream house. Sriracha was dreaming this. The interesting thing about the porgs in your household in this dream to me is that they are both helpful and hurtful. I mean, one of them is clearly an alarm clock, and that's great. Now you're awake. But then one of them is in your batter getting all fluffed up. So it's like, you know, I mean, what are, you know, it shows the duality of poor.
They have jobs, they're not good at them.
No, they're not good at their jobs. They're not good at their jobs. Like, I would love to have like a pork doorbell, where like, you know, you approach, like, there's a pork like hanging out in front of your door all day, and like you give the pork a little cracker or berry.
Cracker, like it's a parrot.
Or like a little, or maybe like a shiny rock, and then the pork starts to go.
Now, one interesting question that I saw in the chat room earlier was, I don't remember who this is from, so if you posted this, go ahead and post another comment, and I'll give you a credit here, was, can porgs talk? Oh. Now, this is probably shitposting, because we know that porgs obviously can scram at one another and screech, but I think we've seen a lot of evidence that porgs understand at least a little bit of English.
Well, what do you mean?
In the Star Wars universe. Well, there's one scene where, first of all, porgs, as we've seen from our last episode where we discussed porgs.
Yes. The YouTube Disney cartoon porgs.
Porgs, which a great creative name. Yeah. Somebody is a master copywriter over at Disney. Mm-hmm. They understand trading. They understand exchanges. For example, I know we discussed this on the last episode. For those of you who haven't listened to it yet, which is all of you because it's not out yet. The porgs steal some wires from the Millennium Falcon and bring it back to their nest. And Chewbacca's like, well, I need those wires. And the porgs kind of gesture over to a tree with some fluffy little leaves on it and say, hey, well, they don't say this, but they imply it with their eyes, their big, beautiful eyes. If you go get us those leaves, we'll give you this wires back. And they do it, which is, I think if any other dumb birds did it, they would want both. Like, why wouldn't you want both?
That's exactly, I mean,
your birds.
If a pigeon has your banana and then you offer the pigeon an apple, the pigeon goes, great, now I have two. That's a very good point. And also, as you'll recall from the episode Star Wars : Forces of Destiny : Porgs with an exclamation mark, when Chewbacca offers them his dirty oil rag.
Dirty cum rag, yes.
I wouldn't call it that. Chewbacca offers like a rag that he's been using to clean the Millennium Falcon in exchange for the blue wires, and the porgs reject that trade, meaning that they understand that like some objects have less value and that some objects have equal value.
And some objects you don't want to put on your babies.
Right, like, you know, an oily rag.
Oils.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Oils. That's what that was stained with. But anyway, so what I'm saying is that these birds, though we may call them big dumb birds, they're not as dumb as many people may think.
I mean, they are dumb.
They are very dumb.
Very, I mean, like, all fucking, all day and night in Octo, like, Rey's got that little laser sword. She's like chopping and slicing and dicing with that sword. And then the birds grab her little laser sword, you know, in the first Star Wars Forces of Destiny comic, Pork Problems. And it's just like, you know, this is like a laser sword. You're seeing her cutting with it. Why are you putting this in your mouth? It's going to go through the back of your head.
They want to get on the Millennium Falcon, even though Chewbacca ate at least two of them killed at least two of them.
He kills two of them that we see. And he doesn't even eat one of them, which is like the ultimate insult. It's like, if you're gonna go to the trouble of skinning a pork and plucking a pork and draining a pork and skewering a pork, make its sacrifice worth something.
Right.
And eat the pork.
You know, the Indians used to use every part of the buffalo.
That's exactly.
And Chewbacca did the opposite with this pork.
Yes.
Just killing for fun. The Indians would hate Chewbacca. And so do I. I hope he dies in the next movie. Now, what I'm trying to say is there's one scene where Rey says something like, she uses the word chewy, and there are a bunch of porgs there, and they look up at her, they're like, we're not chewy.
What?
Yeah, don't you remember that?
I don't, okay. Now, just to make sure I'm absolutely hearing you properly. So the porgs are saying, we're not chewy, as in chewy, chewy, delicious, chewy, chewy coconut?
Right, Rey says something about Chewbacca, and she refers to him as, get chewy to do this, and then you pan over the porgs, and they look up like,
like they're scared that Rey's talking about eating them because they're so chewy, chewy, delicious.
Correct.
I'm sorry. Thank you. I needed a little bit of clarification. I wonder if the porgs can verbally communicate with each other. For example, think of the whale song. Every whale song has a meaning. You know, I'm full of krill. I want more krill.
There's krill over here.
It's krill over here. Krill really gets my whale dick hard. I mean, they all mean something, but they mean something different. So, like, do you think porgs can scram at each other and the porg know what the scram means?
I think porgs are like cats. Or like cats when they meow. Did you know that when cats meow, they're not actually trying to say something to another cat?
What?
No, they're not. They are, when cats meow, they actually do so to communicate with humans. Because when cats need to communicate with other cats, then they move their whiskers. Or you remember 20 minutes ago where you said you didn't want to be the star of this show?
I don't know what you mean.
Anyway, let's check in with our chat room. Jakester897 says, thanks for answering my question. Of course. Big, bold, beautiful eyes. Yes, we got 30 viewers. You don't skin bird meat. Sorry, do porgs have autism? As far as we know, yes. Do porgs come as their own fat action figures, or are they an accessory? They have Funko Pop figures. And here's our co-host who doesn't want to be the center of attention.
No, I definitely don't. It's just, it was a little chilly. I mean, obviously, look, you know, there's 30 people watching, but as you know, there are 7,000 people listening. So I feel like we got to make sure that, like, we communicate to the listeners. Well, it was a little chilly, so I put on my Grumblebee costume.
Great.
But I'm sorry, we were talking about porgs.
Yeah, okay, so that, and to answer your question, can they talk? Yes, I believe they can communicate with one another, but I think when they screech and scream, they are trying to send a warning to other porgs, but not necessarily that these screeches have different meanings. I think when they snuggle each other, then they can talk, and I think they make little noises that they use to talk to one another, but I think that screaming is their way to signify that something is very wrong.
Yeah, I mean, it's the same with a baby. Like, a baby is trying to tell you something. You may not know what that scream means, but it's not good. Right. And, you know, something that we've never talked about, you and I, Sriracha, is you are very, very good at making pork noises.
You think so?
I know so because, and by the way, I'm being completely honest when I say this next thing. Sometimes I try to make the pork noises, and I know I'm not doing it as good as Sriracha. And I think deep down, maybe she's judging me a little bit where she's like, that's not what they sound like, but I'm not going to call them on it.
Okay, let's make a judgment right now. Chat room, Kimball is in here. Kimball, I know, is another junior expert on porgs. I'm not saying that he knows as much as me because nobody knows as much as me. But Kimball put together the Isle of Porgs.
That's right.
The video, the most comprehensive video on Mega Upload. Right. Of every porg scene.
Well, YouTube rejected it for being made entirely of footage from a Disney film.
But he did it in a great way. He did it. Kind of has a story to it.
Oh, I think Kimball's short film Isle of Porgs is absolutely fantastic. What Kimball did was he took every single scene with porgs in it. He took essentially only the good parts of Star Wars.
Only the good parts.
The ones with porgs in them. And he cut them together in like a little short film. He uploaded it to YouTube. It was immediately removed. But now it's on New Zealand's own Mega Upload. And it's a mega good short.
Everybody go look it up. Kimball, post it, I don't know, on Twitter in the chat room or something. I'll retweet you.
We'll give a link to it in the show notes. You know, we want to make sure the listeners can hear it.
Somebody asked, I saw a great question in our chat room. Will we ever get a BB-8 Borg interaction? This comes from Akira Driver 22.
Oh my goodness. Oh my goodness. I hadn't even considered that they never talked.
We do have a Borg interaction between BB-8 and the Porgs. I don't know what it is, but there's a quick scene. I think this might be a promo for Star Wars : Forces of Destiny.
Okay.
But where the Porgs steal BB-8's head.
What?
That's all it is. They're dumb birds, and they're holding BB-8's head, and they're running and not flying away for some reason, and they stole it, and he's rolling around. I don't know what this is called or if it even has a name, but they steal his head.
Okay, so now, I'm sorry, I'm a little excited. I just want to make sure I understand what I'm hearing. There is a future Star Wars Forces of Destiny YouTube short starring the animated porgs where they steal BB-8's head.
Well, I didn't say that, but I did see a promo
well,
with it.
Okay, you saw a promo with it. Was it animated or was it?
It was animated.
Okay. Did it have a similar animation style to Forces of Destiny?
It did.
Okay. Well, then how about we use a little bit of logic and we just kind of assume that it's for Forces of Destiny? I mean, because the thing that worries me is what if this is some DeviantArt bullshit and this isn't canon and this won't happen? So the thing is, like, if you're going to start opening up about this, I just kind of want to know.
I'm going to find out right the fuck now who made this.
I'm sorry.
You need to cool down.
I'm sorry. It's just, if that happens, that is one of the cutest things I've ever heard. And if I find out that's not canon, I'm going to be upset.
Here we go. This is called Keep Away from Star Wars Blips. And if everybody
Star
wants
Wars Blips? What are Star Wars Blips?
I don't fucking know, but they're posted by the official Star Wars channel.
Porks in one place.
Okay, so Asterius, why don't you describe to the audience what we just watched?
May I? I need to examine this video's metadata.
Of course.
Okay. First off, let me apologize. I got a little heated. And I'm sorry. Can you at least understand where I'm coming from that I really love porks?
I fucking love porks.
Okay, good. There's a... At youtube.com/StarWars, there is a short series called Star Wars Blips. 30-second shorts, animated. This video came out on August 22nd, 2017. So it came out before Star Wars The Last Jedi.
Holy shit.
Meaning this is... Could this be the first canonical appearance of the porks?
I believe they might be. Besides the trailer, when did the trailer come out?
Oh, who cares about the trailer?
I give a shit about the trailer.
No, I do too. I'm sorry. It's just I don't consider the trailer to be the first canonical appearance because the trailer is echoing something that is coming later. When I think of canon, I think of like specific times, you know? The prequels came out after the original trilogy, but canonically they're earlier, you know?
Okay, wait, let's just take a deep breath right now.
I'm sorry.
I fucking love these porgs, and I fucking love BB-8, and I love the interactions that the porgs have with BB-8. I don't even remember who the fuck asked this question. Akira Diver 22? The answer is that yes, there is an interaction between BB-8 and the porgs. They're very smart. They love shiny things, according to Wikipedia.
Wikipedia.
They love cute things. And they love BB-8, and they steal his head.
And I'm not exaggerating when I see this. Again, canonically speaking, I've never seen that many porgs in one frame of film.
There were like 40 porgs.
Could we count the porgs?
I think that's going to be impossible, and I don't want to do it.
No, I understand. If you don't want to know more about porgs, of course, That's okay. I mean, you know, if you really don't care about it.
Guys, if you want to take 20 minutes to count porgs, post a cue in the chat room.
You know what? Let me just see it for just a second. I'll ballpark it.
Look, there's layers of porgs.
Oh my goodness. This is so many porgs.
What are you doing?
I'm trying. Okay, that's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13. I'm going to say this is... This is a 30 porg flock. Wait, are they called a murder?
A murder of porgs.
It's a murder of 30 porgs all chasing one unlucky little ball droid.
Move backwards.
Oh, sure, of course.
Like, move back on the couch.
Oh, sorry. Yeah. I gotta calm down.
Yes, you do.
This is a lot. This may be the first canonical appearance of porgs. There are 30 porgs. They are chasing BB-8, who I love. I love BB-8. They are stealing BB-8's head.
Let's see who's checking with our chat room.
I just gotta take a minute.
You take a moment.
Thanks.
So let's check in with our chat room and see how many porgs. Oh, okay. Take a porg count, baby. Yes, about 30. Porgs are minions with somehow less personality. Oh, I think
can
that's...
Can we ban this person?
Yeah, Kimball, I'm going to need you to ban that
person. Who's that? Can we ban that person?
Don't actually.
Can we ban that person?
Yeah, Kimball. Why don't you scare me? Do baby porgs have a special name? The cubs or whatever. Yes, they are porglets.
They are called porglets, yes. And there is a t-shirt Can you describe the t-shirt? Sorry. I don't want to get the name of the t-shirt wrong.
Yes, it is a holding on. Oh, no, this is going to be a whole topic because I am very not happy with Merchoid.
I know.
Right now?
I know.
Oh, yeah, no. Okay. So there's a terrible fucking company called Merchoid that sells geeky gaming merchandise.
Geek culture. Geek culture. Hey, I'm guys, a gamer. Gamer's rights.
Oh, yeah. You guys like Loot Crate?
Oh, Nerd Box, Dork Box, Geek Box. I wish they were all in a box.
Weak, dweeb, dumb, video game. Hey guys, I'm a gamer and I don't own anything except Super Mario Brothers t-shirt and Wookiees and Klingons.
Hey, but you know, nerds used to be made fun of. I mean, they definitely weren't at any time when I was born because I'm a goddamn centennial. But nerd rights, fuck jacks, play games.
Cool to be a nerd.
Oh, by the way, if you're a female nerd, you have to literally weigh 90 pounds, have dip-dyed hair, and pose in Star Wars bathing suits, but us boys could be 400-pound Jabba the Hutt nerd, geek, dork, box, cop, dork.
Geek, dork, dumb, nerd. Hi, I'm a nerd, and I need to wear porgs on my chest.
Let's not go too far.
Listen, there's a terrible fucking website called Merchoid. Their customer service is bad. I'm just going to say it. It is bad. I ordered a t-shirt called Holding On to the Hatchlings, which is it's got a little pocket and porgs sticking out of the pocket. Now, this t-shirt is labeled as men's. It is billed as a men's t-shirt.
Yes.
So I order one in a men's small. That's usually what I wear. T-shirt was. Mm-hmm. So I ordered this t-shirt. And what comes to me in the mail is a toddler small. It literally says on it, 6 to 7. 6 to 7. As in a 6 to 7 year old. Maybe wearing this shirt. Now, so I hop on. To their Merchoid's customer service line, and I say, hey, you guys sent me the wrong size t-shirt. I would love it if you would send me one back. And they say, okay, well, all you gotta do is ship this shit back to the United Kingdom. And I say, well, Caroline, I'm actually in the United States. And in my country, which is a better version of your country.
Right, yeah.
Because we call cookies cookies and not fucking biscuits and crumpets. And also, we don't pay millions of dollars to let those fucking dole bludgers throw the biggest goddamn wedding. Yeah, happy royal wedding day, everybody.
Fuck you.
Fuck you. No. I'm not gonna pay for shipping back to the United Kingdom. You can reimburse me, or you can send me a new t-shirt. There's our options here. Or else I'm going to go on Twitter and spam the fuck out of your company. I didn't actually say that, but that was definitely what I was going to do.
No joke. You run the number one pork podcast on the internet.
The only one.
I mean, mine sounds better.
It's the biggest and the best.
Exactly. There we go. See, you got to think like Trump.
It's huge.
Don't be it's the only one. People don't got to know that.
Yeah, no. So she says, okay, fair enough. You're right. I'm going to send you new pork t-shirts. So I say, thank you, Caroline. I'm happy we could get this straightened out. You guys want to guess what they sent me in the mail? It's another fucking toddler t-shirt. I have two now.
It's great for the two kids she doesn't have.
I'm going to do a giveaway. This is a giveaway, actually. If you have a baby who wants a pork, holding on to the Hatchling t-shirts, when I get affiliate on Twitch, we're going to do a subscriber giveaway. If you want a pork, or fuck it, you guys want two pork t-shirts.
Yeah, there you go. You've just cut your shipping in half.
Two pork baby t-shirts. Then you smash that subscribe, but that's going to be our giveaway in the future.
When I saw this t-shirt, because I'm the one that originally sent it to you, so really, I apologize.
Yeah, I paid $25. Who the fuck in their right mind would pay $25 fucking dollars for a toddler t-shirt? Use your fucking brain, Merchoid. First of all, that is nutter butter. That is fucking insane that you even think that you should print this in a toddler size and charge $25 for it. Because let me tell you, have you ever met a toddler, Asterios? They bathe in their own shit.
Their t-shirts are big napkins. Yes, I have met them.
They can't eat. They're fake. They don't have the digit dexterity required to consume spaghetti without getting it all over their persons. Why the fuck you would ever spend more than $4 on an outfit for a toddler is beyond me.
I would just wrap a toddler in a bunch of paper towel like a little toddler mummy.
Let him be fucking naked.
Exactly, just let him be naked. But the thing is, when I sent Sriracha this t-shirt, I was so excited because here's what it is. It's a powder blue t-shirt with a little pocket.
It's green.
It's green. It's a green. It's a Kelly green t-shirt with a little pocket. Seafoam green, right?
Yes.
I knew it was one of the Mediterranean colors. It's a seafoam green t-shirt with a little pocket. And popping out of that pocket are three little tiny baby hatchlings. And the t-shirt is called
Hold On To The Hatchlings.
Hold On To The Hatchlings. And when I sent her the t-shirt, she immediately said, I'm buying this right now. I'm going to hold on to my hatchlings. LOL. Never let them go. LOL. And I knew that she was probably like tearing up a little bit as she was writing that because it's very hard. I'm not kidding when I say this. It is very hard for her to communicate about porks without getting emotional. It is the cutest thing in the world. The people want to see this hatchlings t-shirt on your pork. Is the hatchling t-shirt at your apartment?
Yeah, it's way too small too. It would never fit this pork.
This pork is almost 2 feet tall and has a circumference of 1 foot.
Yeah, dude, it would fit maybe your niece. Maybe Willow.
And that's because Willow doesn't eat. She doesn't like it. She thinks, this isn't time I'm playing. Why would I bother to eat?
Babies are so fucking stupid.
Babies are real fucking dumb. And then the other baby is always taking her food. And then Willow's like, yeah, sure. I don't like this. This isn't toys.
Oh, man. Here's some Sriracha parenting advice.
Sure.
My aunt has raised two kids. And her one child... I shit you not, this is the aunt that we've talked about on Asterios Kills a Kid. Guys, if you're not listening to Asterios Killed a Kid, you're really missing out.
It's
because it's a fun-ass bitchin' show.
Fun show.
But this is the aunt that is not a great parent. She's a son who's 10 years old right now. But when he was a toddler, he refused to eat anything but ribs.
What?
I fucking shit you, I am not making this up. He refused to eat anything but spare ribs.
What?
So this bitch was going out and buying spare ribs for, like, she would make something else and sit at the table and he would just not eat it. Well, let me tell you something out there. If you're a parent, do not cave to this shit, all right? My degree is in psychology, all right? Kids will not starve themselves to death. You're just going to have to trust me on this one. If they don't want to eat, first of all, this is something that a lot of parents don't realize, is that their toddler's stomachs are the size of your fist, all right? They get full a lot easier than you and I. So I see these parents all the time making these big-ass plates of food for their kids, like a fucking Thanksgiving feast, and then wondering why their kid doesn't want to eat it all. Because their stomachs are the size of a fist. They can't eat as much as you and I can.
Their stomachs are the size of probably half of a real life pork.
Yes, exactly.
I bet a pork is 2 fists tall.
So if you're a toddler, or you are a parent of a toddler, and your kid, first of all, it is fucking hilarious for a kid to see mommy and daddy scramble around, try to make food that appeals to them. If they don't want to eat, let him not eat. Just take the food, put saran wrap on it, stick it in the fridge, and say, okay, when you're hungry, then dinner's there. Don't let your fucking toddler bend you to their will, all right? They're not going to starve themselves. They're animals.
You know what happens when you let a toddler bend your will? You end up turning your kitchen into a fucking barbecue restaurant and serving them nothing but ribs after ribs on ribs on ribs. It is Fred Flintstone's car in your fucking kitchen because you are... These fucking kids want their baby back, baby back, baby back. This baby wants his baby back, baby back, baby back. Jesus Christ!
Yeah, it's like you seriously think. She's like, well, he won't eat. I'm like, yes, he will. You just need to make something else and not... Like, they're not gonna starve themselves.
Is this your aunt that also, like, lets her teenager have...
Handjob parties, yes.
Handjob parties and buys them alcohol?
Yes. Yes.
Okay. I know we've beat up on your aunt pretty hard.
She's not a good parent.
Okay, but is she, like, hot like you? Is she, like, a hot girl?
Yeah.
This girl kind of sounds like a dream date.
Is she a MILF? Probably a MILF. She's pretty old, but...
I'm just saying, like, this... I feel like this girl, like...
Would
show you the date of your life.
She's a woman.
I don't know.
Got two fucking kids and a career.
She could be 21 and have two fucking kids. Like, you know, age got nothing to do with it. I'm just saying, like, I think this woman sounds pretty cool. Like, she sounds like a pretty, like, she sounds like a party in a box.
Yeah,
like,
no, she's lit. She used to always buy me alcohol when I was underage.
Wait, she did?
Yeah.
And you're complaining about her on your podcast? This lady was helping you get drunk at age 14.
Not 14, like college age. I think the drinking
age
should be
some gratitude.
18. Anyway, back to our chat room. Let's see what's going on. I desperately need aunt pics now. Thanks, Asterios. What is a handjob party? My aunt really likes to have parties, sleepover parties with both boys and girls in her living room, in which she buys them alcohol and then goes to sleep. But if you want to hear more about that, check out AsteriosKillsAKid.com. I need more info on these handjob parties. Well, yeah, you should check out that podcast. Wait, cut all this out. We're just interacting with the chat now because that one dumb kid, rib only toddler, oof. That's why everyone is so fat now. Kimble, you're not wrong.
In America, we gotta feed the kids a dump truck of food for every meal. Yeah, we do.
Yeah, dump.
America rules.
Blows my mind. Fucking blows my mind. Merchoid sounds like a villain name. Yeah, it does. Fuck Merchoid.
What's your opinion on Porg Rule 34? Uh-oh.
Oh, no. So, no. I know what Rule 34 is.
I know what Rule 34 is.
People in our chat room, if they're not internet tards like me, might not know. Rule 34 is a saying that implies that no matter what there's porn of it.
Yes.
I don't think Porg porn would exist because I think Porg porn would be of Porgs and Chewbacca, which I don't like to imagine. I think people ship them.
Mr. Matchin wants to know if porks have hands.
No, they got wings.
So they would have wing job parties.
Yes, they would have wing job parties.
Okay, excellent. Mr. Matchin, I hope that answers your question. Let's see. A lot of people want to see photos of your aunt.
No.
Okay, I mean, you know, let's work on. We'll bring it up later. Let's get her. Hey, where's that rum?
It's right there.
Hey, why don't you have some more of this?
Maybe later.
Okay. I call this aunt showing juice.
Is that what you call it?
I hate to say it, but we might have to get to Queens pretty soon.
Oh, really? Okay.
Oh, I mean, I don't know. Maybe wrap this up in the next 10 minutes?
Yeah, okay, guys. Thank you so much for tuning in to Pork Chatter Live. Maybe this will be a bonus episode. I don't know. We went pretty far off the rails.
I really like it. I mean, Zwick, if Zwick just edits out a couple of things, I think this could be good.
This is our 7,000 download special.
Yeah.
And I don't know, maybe we'll do these lives more often. I think it's fun. I think it's fun doing it live. I don't know, seven. This pork show has no, as everyone knows, it has no setup. It has no drive. It has no schedule. So I don't know.
It also seems to have no breaks because 7,000 downloads, it's the number one pork podcast on the internet. And do you mind if I say something?
Go ahead.
I'd like everybody in Pork Nation, everyone in the flock, to tweet at Merchoid.
Do not know.
And tell them, please sponsor our show, Pork Chatter.
Yes, do that. Yeah. I want everybody to tweet at Merchoid because soon we will be bigger and better than Chocbo Trap House.
That's exactly right.
And we will burn down Chocbo.
We're gonna foreclose Chocbo Trap House and open up a Sarancho pork house.
Pork ranch. I will ranch them. It will be a big old, imagine a sheepdog barking and herding porks.
No, I think the porks would regularly outsmart that sheepdog. I think they would they'd fly over him. One of them would land on his head and the sheepdog wouldn't know where the pork was.
But they're dumb birds.
I know, but sheepdogs are dumb dogs. Well, I mean, I guess we got the next episode. Who's dumber, a dumb dog or a dumb bird?
And this show will never end.
No.
It will never end.
No, because guess what Disney will never do? Never stop making pork
merch. You will never kill your cash cow.
Why would you?
You would never. And anyway, this is my thank you, everybody. Maybe we'll do 14,000 downloads next. I don't know. Maybe we'll do it next week. Who gives a shit? If you want to be a guest on Pork Chatter, I don't know, tweet at me or something.
So you better actually like porgs.
And special thanks to our sponsor, patreon.com/stereos.
Of course. Yeah, if you go to patreon.com/stairs, you get these episodes early, 4 days early at least. We got an exclusive feed there that has all the shows from the Asterios Kogonos podcasting factory. Asterios Kills a Kid, 5-minute podcast, Science Friction, and of course, the star, the Asterios Kogonos podcast factory constellation,
Pork Janner.
Of course. And if you're watching on Twitch right now and you have not yet smashed that motherfucking heart button, then I'm going to need you to go ahead and smash that motherfucking heart button. Sierra Santana, the number one on Twitch. Thank you so much for tuning into Pork Janner. All right, we'll see you next week. Bye, guys.